Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose Masterforce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from Masterforce today. Check out all our Masterforce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Lavar Law, Arkansas built, Arkansas trusted.
Greg Norman, I don't care. I hate him.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
Greg Norman is not my friend. He can go kiss.
In the Oaklawn Racing Casino and Resort Studios.
I hate that son of a.
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Nine oh six on this Tuesday. Terry Bradshaw coming up here in just a second.
Yeah.
Four-time Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl MVP, Hall of Famer. Got so much to chop up with him today. A lot of ground to cover.
You start using that word, chop up.
I know, I'm chopping it up. That's what kids are saying.
You're darn right what they're doing. Chopping it up is a little bit older. Boat race is new. And what's the other thing?
I don't know.
I remember when Crawford brought the term yard to the show.
Yard?
Yeah, when you go yard.
I would go yard.
That's back
and back. Let's go to the legend now, because we got a lot to chop up. Let's go.
He's a four-time Super Bowl champion and two-time Super Bowl MVP. He made Pittsburgh the city of champions. He's a multi-award-winning broadcaster, as well as a television and movie star. He's the first NFL player to ever receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But let's keep it real. There's not enough Tarazio cement for all the stars he deserves. He's had a top 20 hit on the music charts. Chuck Norris looks at him and says, yeah, I'll set this one out. And now he's a part of Morning Mayhem. Please welcome a legend, an icon, and a true American original.
Thanks,
Terry Bradshaw.
That's exactly right. Terry Bradshaw, everybody. An icon, a legend.
Oh my God.
Good morning, Terry.
Oh, yeah. Good morning. Roger, give me your ear, and I'll give you my knowledge to build the voice in your life. All right, take that with you today.
I'm here with you. Yes, sir, Mr. Bradshaw. I'm here with you.
Yeah, listen.
Listen, remember this. I wrote that.
Yeah.
Terry, it's
well, I don't know how you wrote it since I just made it up.
Wow. Your birds are already.
Oh, we missed it. Roger, I missed you last week, buddy.
Yeah, I heard. I missed you, too. I heard from fans and family alike who said that it was. Even my daughter was laughing at it. She talked down to me for
that. That was, yeah.
Craig, oh, no.
Craig enjoyed talking with you last week. Wait, listen, one thing about you, Terry. We have so much ground to cover. We have so much ground to cover with you. There's so many things that we can talk to Terry Bradshaw about. That's what's so fascinating about you. So just buckle up. Here we go. Let's start right off the bat. You know, we were down at the ranch in the summertime when Aaron Rodgers got brought up and all that. And how about this? An unbelievable ending to that game, Terry. About as just crazy as you can think. And lo and behold, Aaron Rodgers gets to be in a playoff game for your Steelers.
I know. It was amazing. I texted all the guys, and I said, this kicker, this rookie kicker, is going to push this to the right, I guarantee you. And what did he do, David? He pushed it to the right.
Called
he didn't even come close.
Yep.
Yeah. I was a Nostradamus on that, whatever that is. But
yeah.
Anyway, it's I'm really happy, you know, for Pittsburgh. And I think in the last couple of games, or three games, Aaron has pushed the ball a little bit down the field. There's so many quick passes. 4 yarders, 2 yarders, and it just drives me crazy because I didn't like throwing short passes.
Yeah.
They were boring to me, but it worked for him. And when you add it all up, he's 31 for 43 and 289 yards.
Yeah.
And you go, wow. And you know their defense is not good enough to win the Super Bowl, and their offense isn't either. But they're both more than adequate, and I think the only way they can keep on going is a team like this with a quarterback like Rodgers. You can think he's smart as I'll get out the way he goes to second, third receivers. I mean, I'm impressed with him. But they're going to need to get these cheap touchdowns. They're going to need to have a kickoff return, interception return, fumble recovers in the other team's circuit. I mean, I think that is how they will move forward. I don't think Aaron will make mistakes. They still aren't, they still can't pass the test as good as they need to. Doggone, they're 10-7. Yeah. 10-7. Who would have thought,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And the Ravens just, man, they just, I mean, I thought Lamar, from not playing a while, I thought Lamar did a really good job of getting them in a position to win that game. It's just a crime.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. Yes.
Missed it. Yeah, that was something.
It was
something. Yeah. Hey, we move on and they go home, and that's life, you know.
Yeah, I tell you, I said it the week before, Terry. I think it was the weekend before. Good Lord, the last few games on Sunday nights and Sunday afternoon have been so amazing. And I don't care who you were rooting for in that game. 27 points in that fourth quarter. That's about as much drama. That's why we love football, man. It was just such a, regardless who you were pulling for, the emotion back and forth. And anyway, it was a fun game to watch. Which game this weekend, Terry, are you most intrigued about to see in the wild card game this weekend?
You know, I just got home last night. We had plane cancellations and delays, man. I mean, my God. I just sat down at my computer, and my notes arrived last night. So I started studying today, but I honestly, if you'll tell me the
I
have no idea. I don't know who's playing whom Saturday.
Let me run through them. Yeah.
Yeah, we had two games Saturday, I believe. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you got Rams at Carolina. That's on Fox at 3:30 on Saturday.
Okay, here, I'll go one at a time. Okay. Rams already lost to Carolina in Carolina, so that'll be a grudge match. And Stafford threw three interceptions. Three interceptions, or three turnovers, two interceptions, and a fumble in that game. So it'll be revenge time. Rams should win.
You got the Packers. Yeah. You got the Packers at the Bears.
There's your game. You get Jordan Love back. We have a team in Chicago that has won this year. Had they won the other night, had they beaten Detroit, if I'm not mistaken, you can look this up, that would have been their seventh victory this year in the fourth quarter, in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Seven in the last two minutes.
Yeah.
And if you'll go back, that's exactly how the Washington Commanders won last year in Daniel's rookie year. So that is not how you want to look. That is not how you want to win games. All right?
Yeah, yeah.
You take it, of course, but that's not how you want to win games. You want to have – it has to be solid. You know, and I'll take – the Bears will take it, and I'll take it, and I'll be thrilled with it. But you'd like to see that reverse and them take the lead and keep it. But they got to go to a green. They got to go where?
At Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah, at Chicago.
Yeah, and the Packers can't play with the Bears today because of their defense. So I'll go with the Bears at home.
Terry, I got to tell you, I've never heard your birds so vocal.
Oh,
I
mean, hang on.
What's happened?
What's happened? I stopped talking to them, and they start rattling. I'm like, KTC, I'm on the phone with one of the world's greatest radio stations, you idiot. I swear I'll put you in a frying pan.
Yeah, I don't know why you didn't have one of them for Thanksgiving.
It's talking more than we've ever heard. Okay,
I did have one. They just don't taste good.
Good.
Buffalo at Jacksonville on Sunday. Buffalo at Jacksonville at 12.
Yeah. This is going to be my upset. I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
Wow, okay. Hey, why not?
Yeah, sure.
Terry, hold on just a second. We are getting a call from Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. He wants those birds.
Yes.
Yeah, down in Guantanamo Bay. He wants some. It's no more waterboarding.
I've never heard
of Terry Bird. Yeah.
We never heard him talk that. It's crazy. They are talking up a storm. I hear they get jealous. The birds get jealous, and maybe because you're
talking to them. Yeah. When I don't go over there, they go nuts.
Yeah.
You go over there, you give them a little love, you know, let them take a whole lot of your skin.
Good Lord.
You know, get a little blood rolling down your arms. Oh, man, they're happy.
What about the 49ers at the Eagles? That's at 3:30 Central.
Help me with this one, will you?
That's a good game.
I'm going to pick the Eagles at home. 49ers are beat up. And you saw last week. Who's going to beat Seattle, fellas?
Yeah.
I don't see anybody beating
they're playing tough, man.
They're playing good. Playing good, solid football. Yeah.
What about
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Okay. That's going to be a great game. You got Chargers at New England. That's at 7 o'clock on NBC Sunday night.
New England. I'll go with New England.
And then the last one is Houston at Pittsburgh. Of course, that's Monday night.
Oh.
That's going to be an interesting one.
Yep, it will. Well, you know, I'm black and gold through and through. How could I possibly pull against the Steelers?
Yeah.
And I wouldn't care if they were 20-point underdogs. I'll go with Pittsburgh at home.
Boy,
I
like that. Well, loyalty right there.
I like
there.
What, were you?
I got to. Hey, look, my heart goes ahead of my head, and, you know.
That's right.
I just don't think. That defense they have down in Houston, my friend, is
– Yeah.
That's pretty salty. They are really good.
Were you surprised?
We'll see. Quick passing. Yeah.
Were you surprised, Terry, by any of the firings over the weekend? Six coaches fired?
No.
All justified? Good
move? No. Okay. No. We already knew Stefanski was out. That's a bad organization. That's a bad football team offensively. Oh, they're just bad. They got no talent. Golly. Remember when they had Nick Chubb there and they could beat you running the football? They just gone the wrong way. But he really is respected, Stefanski, around the league. So I don't think he'll be out long. Pete Carroll, we knew Pete Carroll was gone. I thought the Pete Carroll hiring you with the Raiders was like the smartest move in the world.
Yeah, how about that?
Because he'd bring stability and he'd bring class, organization. And they're just as bad as they were. As a matter of fact, they're worse.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's not a surprise. But I don't think any of them, to me, we knew the guy. Well, New York Giants already lost their head coach.
Yep.
And so, yeah. No,
no surprises,
really. Guy in Arizona, no surprise. I don't think we're through either.
No, I'm sure there's more coming, but that's obviously the Sunday and Monday. You knew that it was going to come down there.
Well, but the good news is that after the game with the Cowboys and the Giants, Jerry told everybody they can start work right now. They can start work on next season.
Poor Cowboys.
I don't know if the loneliest thing is seeing him walk down the stadium every week.
Let me tell you both something. He's walking down that lonely hallway to his team that just got beat by the powerful Giants.
Yeah.
He's going to go in there. He's going to do his news conference. Then he's going to walk out and get in his chauffeur-driven limousine. They're going to take him up to Teterboro. He's going to get on his private jet, his Gulfstream 550, Don Perry on.
I guarantee you, Terry, there's a part of him that as he's drinking that champagne on his helicopter that's landing on his yacht, he still wants one ring without Jimmy.
But he can't I don't know if they're ever going to get there, man. This is 96. It's the NFC title game. It's crazy.
I don't either. They'll probably have to fire Eberflus, but I don't know that he will. They did fire him. Tammy, my wife's more up on this than me. All right, but they fired him. All right. Well, you can't bring in a guy whose specialty is one thing defensively and your talent is for another. In other words, zone people versus man people. And so he's fired, so they'll have to go out and get him a good defensive coordinator. The guy they want is probably going to end up being a head coach. So,
well, you can't listen.
Jerry, I agree. Listen, guys, I agree with you. I make fun of Jerry, and I love Jerry. I've said this so many times. I like Jerry Jones. He loves his players. He loves his team. He loves being an owner. He's great for the NFL. His innovations have made these owners billions of dollars, all because of Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has got a tip of the hat from me anytime.
Yeah,
he just,
you
bet. They struggled. You know, they, when they had a great offense, they had a bad defense. When they had a great defense, their offense was bad.
Yeah.
So I hope they figure it out.
As a Cowboy fan, just like you saying you can't, you'll never go against the Steelers. I'll never go against Cowboys.
Right.
Jerry has done what he's done and he's successful. Never asked me for anything. So yes, I'm on it. But as a fan, I'm just bitching. I'm just moaning as a Cowboy fan for life. That's all I'm doing. I'm not saying Jerry needs to do anything. He can do whatever he wants. But I know he wants. I know he wants that one more.
No. Well, you don't run a professional football team without the idea that what can we do to be the best we can be a champion would be good. I'm sorry. I got some terrible static on this phone. You guys got
The bird was overpowering you the first five. So we can hear you clear.
Yeah. I went back in the bird room and I think they flipped me off. They threw one leg up.
Hey, we forgot to if you just joined the show, we're talking with Terry Bradshaw. And Terry, you know, we always like throwing the Arkansas connections that we have with you. We talked about Joe Ferguson, a name that we have not brought up to you. Is a guy that just was nominated, I think, from the senior committee for the NFL Hall of Fame. One of your old teammates who played right down the street from us in Pine Bluff, L.C. Greenwood. L.C. Greenwood is an Arkansas guy. Did you know that? How about that? We had the gold shoes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I knew that. And I think L.C. Would have gone into the Hall of Fame earlier, but so many Steelers went in right off the bat. It made a lot of people upset, and I understand that. I don't blame them. But there's so many Cowboys that easily should have gone in. There's some Raiders that should have been in. Jim Plunkett, for one,
still going crazy, into the Hall of Fame.
His name's not even mentioned, and Eli Manning is mentioned.
It's ridiculous.
No disrespect
because
he played great.
Yeah, 100%. It's crazy.
Jim Plunkett won two Super Bowls also. So
yeah, I agree.
Look, there's a lot of arguments out there. You know what, guys? Have I told you guys that one of my dear friends in Pittsburgh was Chuck Dykus?
We love Chuck. Yeah, yeah, Chuck's one of our buddies.
Yeah, I think you told us
the story.
Yes.
You did, yes.
Spring training.
Yeah, Chuck is great.
He's still alive,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, he's beloved in this state. Yeah, he's one of the all-time great Razorbacks. Yeah.
Oh, man. I'll never forget that Sugar Bowl record. How many passes did he catch?
Yeah,
a ton. If you run into him or have his number, give my number to him.
I want
to talk to him.
I will do that. As a matter of
fact, I love that guy.
Yeah, he's over.
I was flying on the plane, a team plane to play the Oakland Raiders in the playoffs, and Chuck and I always sat next to each other because we were so much alike. And I told Chuck, I said, Chuck, when the game's over with, if we lose, I'm not going back to Pittsburgh. He said, what? I said, I'm not going back to Pittsburgh. He says, well, why? I said, I'm going to get a divorce.
Oh, wow. All right. Wow.
That's not funny. But I told Chuck was the first one knew I wasn't going back.
Yeah, how about that? Okay, that's good info.
And we lost, and I didn't go back. I stayed in San Francisco. No, yeah, I went to San Francisco 3 days. Everybody's trying to find me. I just, I had a hard time. That was a tough point in my life, man. I was so messed up back then. But anyway, Chuck was the first one I said, I can't go back. But he and I were buddies.
Well, I'll make that connection for you. Another thing today,
Terry, do that for me.
I will do that this week. Today is the birthday of your right-hand man, one of your obviously your best friends, Howie Long, who was 66 today. Did you know it today was his birthday?
I thought he was 76. He's 66.
He's young.
Yeah, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. I'm glad you told me that. I always text him. He charters a jet from Scottsdale, Arizona to L.A. every week. And Michael charters a jet from New York to L.A. every week. And so every week I ask for a ride home on their private jet. And every week he and Michael tell me, well, we can't. The jet stream is running north of Dallas by 500 miles, and we won't be able to cut down in there. And so every week they come up with, I swear to you, this is so funny you brought that. Howie's already sent me this morning. Here it is. It's a lady named Karen Shaler on Instagram. Travel warnings. 4 new travel rules and travel requirements you need to know. That's Howie. He's already
why
I won't be able to ride with it.
Wow. Smart. Look at him.
Wow.
It's funny, Terry. I didn't know, of course, he's like you. He's done movies before. And didn't have the movie career that you had, but he was in several movies. And I was reading about that. Do you know that there is something in the film industry called the Howie Scream? Have you heard about this?
No.
So there's two there's in the film world for the last 75 years. There's two screams that are used that people who produce in movies and edit will drop into somebody falling off a building or getting shot. One is the Wilhelm scream, which has been around since the 60s or 50s. The other one is called the Howie scream, and it was first used in a movie in 1980. But where they used it in Broken Arrow when Howie gets kicked off the train and he goes all the way, he falls 1,000 feet to the river. Wow. And I think we've got it here, Roger. Go ahead and play it. Here it is.
Oh, my God.
I'm not joking. This is a thing. I didn't know this in the film. One more time. Do it again, Rog. That is what they use when Howie goes off the train and broke it. John Travolta may kick him off. But anyway, that's a thing. Who knew?
Ask
him about that.
You can ask him. Terry, you should probably talk to somebody in Hollywood to see about selling one of these bird screens. They could use one of those.
Yeah, like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, listen, smart Alec.
I'm trying to make some...
Yeah? I know, but I have been asked by every major Hollywood studio. You ready for this?
Yeah.
If they could use my picture of my naked butt in Failure to Launch,
yes,
to dub in for certain actors who don't quite have the cute ass that I have. You believe that?
Yes.
Hey, how about that? Huh?
That's not bad at all.
Let me tell you, Terry,
my wife, Tammy won't let me do it. Shut up! Tammy won't let me do it because she's afraid. Well, you can understand. I mean,
men and women alike would like to get a piece of
Terry,
that butt.
Terry's comfortable. He's with his butt. He took his shirt off right in front of us, flexing his muscles.
Sure,
it's 76. Hey, also, Terry. Also, so the word is that you had a horse run at Oaklawn this week, Senorita Perdita. Is did you know that?
Yeah.
See, I think it finished last. I don't think it did very well, but I didn't know you had
it. Weren't you?
Sorry. Yeah. Just sorry. I think that's what somebody said. I don't know if that's is that right? Is that accurate?
Someone will be riding her in New York City with a police jacket on. There were 9 in the race, and she was finished 8.
Okay.
So,
wow.
But she looked really good for the first furlong. She was 4. Yeah.
Well, we love that. We're going to get Kenny McPeak on the show sometime. Yeah. You know, Oakland's one of our great partners here.
We're trying to get you to come down there and sing
on our show and all that. So we're going to start finding out when you've got horses that are running. We love to follow the horses that you have that show up in Oakland.
Yeah, I don't know how many races we'll run. I've got 7 racehorses. Two have run now. One won what was that race? Oh boy, stakes race. Then she got hurt or got nobody to let her run. Now she's back running. Taken by the Wind. I think Taken by the Wind. Where is Taken by the Wind? Florida? No, New Orleans. She was in New Orleans. I think she's going up to Oakland. I think she's going. No? Oh, she's on her way back up to Churchill.
Gotcha.
She'll be running at Churchill. So, yeah, thanks for. Thanks for bringing up Nick to last.
Well, here's a positive for you, Terry. It was on this date,
in
1980, that you advanced to the fourth Super Bowl by eliminating the Houston Oilers.
How about that?
And those games between you and Houston are, you know, some of the greatest ever for me because
then,
of, you know, where I was. Well, I was 16, 17 years old back then, so watching the great Terry Bradshaw, Earl Campbell.
Brother Earl Campbell,
What do you remember about those games, Terry?
Well, they were hard. Houston was hard to beat. When we went to Houston, they were hard to beat down there. When we played them in Pittsburgh, most of the time we won in Pittsburgh. That game you're talking about was a nice game.
Yeah.
I was sliding in that game, holding the ball off the ground. I forgot how far I slid, but it made the cover of Sports Illustrated. I was on the cover of Sports Illustrated twice in my career. And that's my favorite one where I'm sliding. But I ended up playing really good in that game. I can't remember. I think I had an all-time passing record. I was 7 for 28 and 100 yards.
Wow.
Because that was a big day. Big day. Huge. Huge day. I'm proud of that.
That's right.
On our show, they're always bringing up Brady and his 5,000 yards and his 50 touchdown passes. And so I just remind everybody, you know, that, hey, I almost threw 2,000 yards one year myself, you know, just to let them know.
Yes.
That. It ain't that big a deal, right, guys?
That's right. I love
sometimes you got to defend yourself. I get tired of.
You should.
I get tired of all these people, shining up to these guys. I ain't a day for 40,000 yards.
That's right. Yeah. And by the way, Roger just showed me the Sports Illustrated. I remember that cover. That's a great picture.
That's a great picture.
Yeah.
Sure is.
Outstanding. That's a lot of water.
Last but not least, I successfully did your the Bradshaw Beans out of your cookbook. Got a lot of response on social media. By the way, Roger, I went back and watched Terry and Tammy do the NBC show, Today Show.
Yeah.
And Terry, you say in there, you use your hands to mix those beans.
But you use a glove.
Do you use gloves, or if you had clean hands, you just go ahead and do it without that?
No. All great chefs wash their hands. My hands are thoroughly clean. They're disinfected.
Thank you, Terry.
Terry, thank you. I don't wear rubber gloves.
Listen, Terry. Roger and Justin Moore beat me up. They go, that's disgusting. I said, I clean my hands.
No, but here's the other thing. I know your hands.
My hands are clean.
Terry. Roger. I don't know about Roger. I don't know what Roger does with his hands.
I'll tell you what I do with my hands.
I don't think I want to know.
You need a digital.
My next Bradshaw Family Cookbook recipe: red potato salad.
What?
Red potato salad with pimento and sweet pickle. Now, you said in the book that's your mom's. Your mom did that as a 16-year-old.
Oh, yeah.
It goes way back in the family, right?
So good. Yeah. As a matter of fact, hang on. Hey, Ted, how's the cookbook doing? 22,000 copies so far. That's not bad for a cookbook,
right? Outstanding. That's outstanding, Terry. Yeah. Sure
did I tell you? And I'll be through with. I'm about 3 weeks away from finishing my new book.
Yeah, you've been talking about
that.
I can't wait.
Book. Yeah, this thing's going to be. And Bradshaw Bourbon, I'll be coming up. And that's another thing. I'll be up in Little Rock. It's sometime in April. I'll give you the date.
Give us the date, man.
I'll come by the studio.
Yeah, we'll hype that like
crazy. Hey, I might bring
the birds.
Yeah, I'll bring my guitar. And I will sing and everything.
Roger
can sing too, Terry. You remember that, Terry?
No, Roger. I don't want to hear Roger.
Roger got let's see if Terry knows the song. So Roger, Justin invited Roger to get up on stage at Simmons Bank Arena with 10,000 people there, and they sang a song, and we're going to see if Terry recognizes this title. It was by Ray Charles and Willie Nelson.
Of course, so he should know the song now.
Seven Spanish Angels.
Come on.
Do you recognize it?
Seven Spanish Angels.
Oh, wow. He's mocking it.
I believe it was
do your Ray Charles.
The lover. Yeah, there was.
Yeah.
In the Valley of the Gun.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a pretty good imitation.
That's a
great
imitation.
That's pretty good by Roger
That's a fantastic one. Are you going to pick
it? Roger. Yeah. Hey, Roger, I got to hand it to you. That was good. Really.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like you, but that was good.
What about a little Frank Sinatra? Have a little Frank.
There's no Frank. We love Frank.
I don't want any.
D-Mart here.
We'll give you a little Listen, I can get you center stage at Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Here we go. You'll know. Until somebody loves you.
How about that?
Tell me right now, you can't even stand up, can you?
Huh? Is that Dean Martin?
You damn right it's Dean. That's it.
Yes. Did you ever hang out with Dean?
Have I sung with Dean?
No,
I did a movie with Dean.
Have you hung out with Dean? Which movie was it?
What movie?
Right, I taught him how to play Blu-ray. Him and Sammy Davis Jr.
Oh my gosh, that's a great story.
Boys, you guys are talking to a guy that knows old Hollywood.
That's why we bring it up.
I know you do.
So what was your time like with Dean Martin and Sammy?
And
what was that like?
Fabulous.
Yeah, how cool were they?
If you could get past the cigarette smoke, God, they both smoked constantly.
Wow.
But they were both great. Great people.
And talented,
so nice, so much fun.
People forget, Terry, how talented Sammy Davis Jr. Everybody Sammy forgets how, listen, how really
singing,
talented he was.
Yeah, he could do it all.
And Jackie Gleason, I did Smoke in the Bandit too with Jackie Gleason.
Oh, so good.
And Jackie wants you to come to his car and sit down. So I went to the car and got in there. He had a 16-ounce mug of orange juice and vodka. And it was like 9 o'clock in the morning.
You know, what was that? I heard that. I think I heard a story where
that's great.
I don't know if it was you or maybe it was Bert or somebody else said that was what Jackie always said. He always asked for his assistant to bring him a hamburger.
Yeah.
And that was the drink.
That was the drink. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we've made the argument, Terry.
Boy.
You know, we do everything on this show. We're just like the barbershop, show.
Yeah.
When you walk into the barbershop, what you talk about. But we've talked about Jackie Gleason. His performance in the first one, Smokey and the Bandit, was Oscar worthy.
It was Oscar.
He was so good in that, but nobody really gives him credit for just how good of a job he did in acting in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh, he was hilarious. I liked it when he's chasing Bert. They go into the restaurant and he orders the sandwich and he comes back out and he pushes Bert away. I don't know what that static is. It's driving me nuts. Anyway. As long as you don't hear it.
No, we don't hear it.
And you had that toilet paper hanging out.
Yes.
Toilet paper hanging out of his. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said that.
He was a funny man.
What's the line, Roger?
It was, give me a Diablo pepper and a Dr. Pepper and make it
Diablo
snappy.
Diablo sandwich and a,
what'd I say?
Yeah, pepper. Diablo pepper.
Give me a Diablo sandwich. Yeah.
Yeah, that's I forgot about you doing it, too.
Listen. Yeah,
that's awesome.
I used to sit with Sally Field in between shoots.
Oh, she was so hot back in
while we were sitting there, she would be croqueting. Or is that what you call it? Crocheting?
Yeah,
or whatever.
That's right.
The needle.
That's right.
Whatever. Yeah.
She was, hey,
nice
she, was
lady.
She was a smoke show back then, man. She was hot as could be, man.
Was.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Since you've been passing out some compliments, you're a pretty good-looking man yourself back then, Terry.
Yeah, you were. Look at that. Roger saying nice things. He's saying, we better get you off the air. Roger, you and Roger are saying nice things about each other.
Yeah,
watch out.
You know, Roger, you make me nervous.
Hey, did you ever get a chance to call Lowry Barnes? Listen, we're fighting for Lowry to become.
Yeah.
He needs to become the acting. Right now, he's the interim chancellor for UAMS, and we want him to become the full time.
I talked to him.
Good. Great.
Right. I talked to him. I talked to him last week, and he was in Arizona. vacation, and I told him about the radio show, and he goes, man, they love you on that radio show. So he's listening right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Lowry, good morning.
Good morning, Doc.
Good morning. He loves the show, by the way.
Well,
he's out there playing golf. He's a great golfer.
And obviously a great surgeon, took care of you, but he's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
We're biased, of course, but you know he needs to go ahead and just make him the full-time chancellor for UAM.
Yeah.
So we'll keep our fingers crossed there.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what they're waiting on. Do you?
I don't know, but hopefully they'll come back with the right answer.
I'll wait for you to come down there with your gear.
Exactly.
hey, shoot us the date when you're coming with the Bradshaw Bourbon, so we can start pushing that for
you. It's in April, but I'll let you know. I'll come by and I'll bring my guitar.
Okay,
let's do it.
Do you have a piano there? So I'll play the piano and
no piano.
I'll sing some of my big hits for all the listeners out there.
Listen,
all
right? we know you can sing. We saw you at the Touchdown Club. You showed you
can
sing at the Touchdown Club.
Oh, no, I can sing.
We'll do the show from a place that has a piano.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. We do that. But no, don't bring the
fine.
Birds. Don't
you
bring
know
the
what?
Birds.
We,
yeah, don't bring
you
the
birds. You know what?
Yeah.
Hey, I got an idea. Okay. Got an idea, fellas. Why don't we do the show and do it at a big theater and sell tickets and put on a concert and do the show at the same time?
I like it.
That way I can make some money. I need to make some money. And we'll do bourbon, a show. We'll do two shows. We'll do the radio show, and we'll do the concert.
I like
I'm bragging here because this is the first time ever. Now, my gospel albums were up for Dove Awards, which is
you bet.
What?
You know.
But the show, ready for this, David? My show in Branson was just voted the number one show in a limited series.
Wow.
I've never gotten an award before.
How about that?
I know that. I am so proud of that. And all you listeners out there, I'm not a braggadocious guy. I really am not impressed with myself.
Uh-huh.
But I am so proud of that. And nobody knows it because nobody's promoting it.
We're gonna do that, Terry.
Cool.
Terry, we've come to two of your shows, and we had a bus. We had a whole bus coming to the one in December.
I know.
But we'll do it again.
Absolutely. Don't worry. We're gonna get that taken care of.
We'll make up for that when you're here and we do the show you're talking
congratulations
about.
Congratulations on that honor. That's very
way
cool.
There you go.
Thank you.
Very deserving. Yep. Well, have a good weekend, a great football. We'll talk to you next week. Get those birds quiet.
Bye, Terry.
See you, Terry.
I apologize.
No,
I gotta
it's all good.
This. Just be sure and tell Roger I got a line for him. They should put my picture on a postage stamp. You know why, Roger? Because that's the only way I can ever be licked. Get it? That's funny. Now, know that's funny,
that's
Roger.
That's not bad at all.
He's giving you credit for that.
There it is.
All right, Terry. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
have
boys.
A great week.
Next
you
week.
TV. You're the
go
best.
Be good.
Thank you, buddy.
All right.
Wow.
All right.
One and only Terry Bradshaw. Wow. That's 45 minutes of Terry Bradshaw. Uncensored.
And next up, 45 minutes of commercials to catch up.
That's right.
Here we go.
Cyrus. Cause if I leave, I might get that virus. We're all out of beans and all.
Upgrade your tool storage for the new year with help from Menards. For heavy-duty storage that protects your tools, choose MasterForce. From shelving units to cabinets and so much more, you can keep your tools safe and within reach. Get versatile and durable storage from MasterForce today. Check out all our MasterForce storage in-store or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
All out of taters.
Pat Bradley gets in the zone each Tuesday, courtesy of Wood Grill Buffet in Benton. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Come one, come all, come hungry.
This is SportsCenter.
Ryan Silverfield's transfer portal class begins to take shape here in 2026 as a slew of Memphis Tigers will be joining the Razorbacks. Running back Sutton Smith, the junior from Powder Springs, Georgia, will join the Hogs. This past year, he rushed for 669 yards and 7 touchdowns. 147 of those yards and one of those scores came against the Hogs earlier this season. Silverfield also adds Jamari Hawkins, a junior wide receiver from Mobile, Alabama. He had 38 catches for 623 yards and two scores. scores on the year last year, and KJ Jackson might have some competition at quarterback in 2026, as freshman quarterback AJ Hill will be heading to the Hill. He saw limited action this year, was 19 of 32 for 223, one touchdown, and one INT. He is a former top 200 recruit. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center
with KARK's Pat Walker.
Clouds, maybe a little fog or drizzle in places this morning, but the clouds will be decreasing around the noon hour and through the afternoon will become mostly sunny and it'll warm up to 72 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear. A weak cool front will come through and we'll drop down to 44 overnight. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Tuesday on Out of Bounds, we'll talk about Arkansas Ole Miss. Coach Z, Matt Zimmerman joins us at 2:10. We'll look back at the Tennessee victory and also get a preview of the Rebels. Also, we'll start breaking down the college football playoff. Got a game Thursday night, a game Friday night, and the NFL playoffs. They are set Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We'll start talking NFL. All that and much more coming up Tuesday on Out of Bounds.
Hi, folks. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. When you're in the market for a new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram, we hope you give us a chance to earn your business. Here's some things to consider. Fletcher Dodge has been family-owned dealer here in Sherwood for over 25 years. We know how to take care of our customers to keep them coming back. Every Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram dealer pays the same price for their vehicles. It's the dealer that makes the difference. We'll give you the best deal up front. No haggling, no arguing. We make it easy to buy a new vehicle. And we'll pay you more for your trade-in. Compare our deal to anybody's, and you'll buy from us. Come see us today for the deal of a lifetime on new Dodge Chrysler Jeep or Ram. At Frank Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. And we promise you a hassle-free buying experience. We want to be your dealer for life. Shop Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood before you buy anywhere else. Just tell us what you're looking for, and we'll make you a deal. Come see us in person at Fletcher Dodge on Warden Road in Sherwood, or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
This is Justin Akery. If hand or wrist pain is getting in the way of your daily life, it's time to see the specialists at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. Their fellowship-trained hand and wrist surgeons treat everything from arthritis and fractures to nerve injuries and carpal tunnel. And with Arkansas's only hand trauma telemedicine program, advanced care is available around the clock. Call Ortho at 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Happy New Year from the friendly folks at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, where you're always greeted by a real person and receive an amazing service. Kick off the year with our New Year Auto Loan Special. Enjoy no payments for 90 days, an ultra-low 2.026% interest rate, and up to 84 months financing. Offer valid on 2024, 25, and 26 models for new and used vehicles or refinance and save. Apply securely today at alcoacommunityfcu.org. Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union, proudly serving 15 counties across Central Arkansas.
From Central Arkansas to South Arkansas, to Northeast Arkansas, across the state to Northwest Arkansas, you will find a Beechwood Hospitality property. From the Haywood in El Dorado to the Hilton Garden in Jonesboro, to the Doubletree in Bentonville and the Staybridge Suites just south of Baumwalker Stadium, Beechwood Hospitality has a room for you. Beechwood Hospitality is the leader in hotel property management in the state. Make sure you find a Beechwood Hospitality hotel for your next overnight stay.
So the body knows that it needs to heal itself, but it doesn't know how to concentrate it and target it into just one area. So that's where we come in.
By we, Dr. Ashley Caravelli means the nation's leader in regenerative medicine, QC Kinetics.
We put in those treatments, then it sends out like little signalers to your body. We're able to make the body focus on the areas that need the most healing.
QC Kinetics has gathered brilliant medical minds like Dr. Caravelli and Dr. Mitchell Scheinkopf, a pioneer in the field of regenerative medicine, to lead the way in these innovative pain treatments.
So at QC Kinetics, we have a whole team working nationwide with cutting-edge research to reach our patients and treat them and know that surgery is no longer their only option.
The consultation is free. Find out if you're a candidate. Call QC Kinetics today.
Call QC Kinetics, 501-214-5880. That's 501-214-5880. 501-214-5880.
Your boating experience begins this weekend at the 44th Annual Arkansas Marine Expo, Arkansas's premier boat show at the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. All dealers will be on hand selling new 2026 boats at special discount show prices. Win a new $12,000 Yamaha Blaster personal watercraft, courtesy of Bradford Marine and ATV. $10 for adults, children 12 and under, free. Don't miss Arkansas's premier boat show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Statehouse Convention Center in Little Rock. Another Denton and Griffey attraction.
We wanted to start this Fence Brokers commercial with a joke, but we thought it would be offensive. So if you're serious about fencing, you need to know about Fence Brokers. They're the absolute leader in Arkansas for everything fencing. Let's make this simple. If you live in Arkansas and need a fence, or any part of a fence, go to fencebrokers.com. They'll sell the fence or part and even refer you to someone who will install it. Fencebrokers.com, Arkansas's one-stop shop for everything fencing. And that's no joke.
In today's digital world, compliance isn't just a box to check, it's a necessity. Network Services Group will help you navigate the complex landscape of cybersecurity regulations, making sure your business stays compliant and secure. Stay ahead of the curve. Focus on what really matters, growing your business. Network Services Group, your partner in compliance for banks and medical organizations.
Network Services Group. One call. Does it all.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is letting everyone know about great debt relief options now available to help people with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of your credit card debt. Get a free debt relief consultation when you call 800-624-8811. 800-624-8811. 800-624-8811.
Mike Rowe here with a name everyone should know. Groundworks. The foundation and crawl space repair experts are coming soon to Little Rock. So if you've got a musty crawl space or cracks in your walls, these are the guys to call. And right now, Groundworks is hiring for all positions. If you're looking for a career, Groundworks is the place to do it. You can go from installer to foreman in under a year and become an owner of the company you work for. Apply now at groundworks.com/careers.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Looking for your next ride? Come on down to Hubbard Power Sports, your local, family-owned Can-Am and Sea-Doo dealer. We've got the latest and greatest Can-Am ATVs, side-by-sides, and spiders to power your weekend fun. And right now, get up to $3,500 off in rebate, plus in-store discounts, or financing as low as 0.99% on select models. Whether you're hitting the trails, working the land, or cruising in style, we've got what you never even knew you needed. On the road, on the water, or in the trails, we've got the ride for you.
Hey, it's Randy Rainwater from Drive Time Sports. Tuesday, Rick Schaefer and I have an interesting show planned for you. Neil Atkinson from Bed Saracen, HogSports.com's Trey Biddy, thanks to Chris Green Hyundai and Genesis of Conway, and Kevin Hoop Scoop McPherson from Hogville.net. See you Tuesday on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
All right, 9:53. If you were hoping for good news from the Kern kid who was Arkansan, playing down at LSU this past year, I just saw a post that he was supposed to be in Arkansas today, but he's on the Ole Miss campus. So and then somebody just sent me the arrow up or down or whatever, and it's saying to Ole Miss. So I don't know. Who knows? I guess whoever cuts in the biggest check probably is going to win that. Justin Akery joins us now. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
What's up, fellas?
No, I need to punch him up there, Roger Dodge.
Oh, my. I'm sorry.
I always go through. I'm sorry.
That makes sense.
I go boom.
That's what
boom.
I would do.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm good. Just get ready for the show today. We got a Top 10 Tuesday, thanks to 10 Fitness.
Hey, thank you, 10.
You been working out?
Every day. Oh, every week. I was going to say every day.
Every week.
No, I'm there four times a week.
Oh, that's great.
You're damn right.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I don't do leg day as much as I need to. I know.
Well, you got your disorder.
Sorry. Well, but still.
That's exactly right.
It's
a lot.
You know what? We hadn't worked out in a long time.
I know.
Now, listen, I don't do as much cardio as you do. I start out, and I end it with that, and then I get in and I work chest and back. If you and I hugged right now, you'd go, dude, you really are working out.
I really hate cardio so much.
I know you do, but you do it because you eat so much that you need to run it off. You do.
I know you need to.
Can you run?
No, mm-hmm. I know you do. Absolutely.
Can you still run?
Yep. I've never had really any issues. I've had an ankle. That was pretty bad, but I've never had a knee or anything.
Dr. Orsini, my cardiologist, says my heart is great. It opens and shuts well. Now, here's that. We were doing the commercial.
I think you have a sweetheart, too. Go ahead.
The commercial with Cam Little that we did for Big Red back in the day. Yes. The one where he's kicking from Benton over to Bryant.
Yes.
Well, part of that commercial was for me to be in Bryant catching the ball. And so I caught one and then took off running. And I hadn't run in forever. I immediately... after two steps, felt like a buck that had just gotten shot. My legs gave out. Mm. I stumbled. It was over. It was really horrible.
You know, they say, Roger, if you don't use it, you don't have it anymore.
Samantha!
Justin, breaking news. When we know Pete Nakos posted, it's probably legit.
He's no Pete Thamel.
Yeah, it looks like...
He's up there.
What's that? It looks like...
Or Thanos.
Yeah, it looks like Kern is going. Is committed to Ole Miss.
Okay.
There were some reports indicating that was going to happen today.
Any Ole Miss players go to LSU? Is that what I've heard? Yes or no? So no Ole Miss players went with
Keywon Lacy's running backs going back to Ole Miss.
I don't think none are going to go. I'm sure some will go.
Well, because that's where
I don't know if it's happened yet, but I would guess
that
some will go.
Okay.
Obviously, they did not think he was worthy to keep him at LSU.
Who?
Kern.
Maybe they're not paying him what he is valuable. He has been highly touted.
And
so
Ole Miss can pay more than LSU.
Well, there's not many big guys. There's not many offensive linemen in the portal.
That's what I'm saying. You would think they would do their best if he was that good to keep him. Mm-hmm. That they would have the money, but maybe
he doesn't like Lane Kiffin.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Yeah, they, so far a lot of people are sort of disappointed what Kiffin has done down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's excellent. I want them to be disappointed.
Yeah.
I hope they're very upset. Clint Coxon talks football with this Farm Brothers Flying Service. I'm sure he was locked in on that FCS championship last night.
Oh, what a game. Oh, my gosh. What an ending. Crazy.
It was both great and a complete disservice to the FCS, and I'll explain. Red-White Report coming up thanks to our friends at UAMS Health Ortho Now, Eli Craner, Pop and all. We've got our top 10 list I mentioned from 10 Fitness, who's in Erwin Prowse, thanks to Willie Dees, and much, much more. Getting ready for the weekend. I don't know if you guys have been watching the lines. The Bears and Packers game has moved to a pick'em, which it should be anyway to me.
Yeah.
That's going to be a very interesting game. Those games were just a hair in both separation. So
going to be some good math from Thursday to Sunday. To Monday.
A couple
Thursday
of mismatches on paper. But
yeah, but still going to be fun football from Thursday
to
Monday.
What do we like in the semis?
I'm pulling for Ole Miss because I want to see.
That'd be a great story.
Yeah, just
You want to see Lane Kiffin get more paychecks?
I want, which is wild anyway.
So
but
gross.
Just see that. But for the players, it just kind of reminds me of what ASU did all those years. Each year for four or five different coaches, they worked hard and went to a bowl.
I won't be shocked if they win at
agree,
all.
Agree. Yeah,
did you,
I won't
did
be
you hear
shocked.
Me tell the story about Heatherman, the defensive coordinator at Miami, and Brian Haynes, defensive coordinator at Indiana? Both of Rose Award finalists. Haynes will be a two-time. They were in each other's weddings.
Oh, wow, that's
so,
wild.
So, yeah, and what they've done at each school has been really impressive. Heatherman, probably, if you looked at where they've come from last year, maybe more deserving. I don't know. I ain't listening to that defense for...
Indiana, you could put their coordinators.
Yeah, and, sure could.
I mean, they're ridiculous.
They're outstanding.
And we'll see.
There's a nice story in the Democrat today, if you saw, about their run game. Mendoza gets all the credit, but the run game is fantastic, and they're obviously super physical on both sides, so...
All right, good stuff, boys. Well done.
All right, we're going to hump it up
you tomorrow. And Terry are back in good graces
so
together.
So far,
nice?
Obviously.
Very
I don't know.
Sweet.
Maybe he had a square...
Very sweet.
He is sweet.
All right, do not go away. It's 10 o'clock. Zone's up next.
Ladies and gents, you make your New Year's resolution to get back in shape, but what happens? You don't see results and you give up. If you want real results in 2026, go now to Synergenics and Low T Center for a free men's TRT test and $200 off the women's hormone test. Book now at getmyhealthfix.com.
It's Justin Anchory over here with Justin Wertman from Kaufman by Design West. And Justin, we need to help people get ready for winter.
Come by and see us for your faucet covers, fireplace cleaners, fire log starters, air filter replacements, even our home generators. We've got you covered for all your winter needs.